Samuel Robinson, 4/9/1563. This is a 60-year-old gentleman, originally from Houston, single, resides in a group home. Patient suffers from stroke with left-sided weakness, ambulates with a cane, high risk of fall, and has had tremendous weight loss. Here in the paragraph, in the past 2 weeks, patient has become very weak, has had 3 episodes of fall, and is now being evaluated for end-stage stroke. Period. In the paragraph, it takes him at least an hour and a half to eat because of continuous symptoms of aspiration. Period. Social, he was not ever a smoker, but he used to drink heavily in the past. He used to be a security officer. Allergy, none. Family history. Mom and dad died of old age. IVBF system, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, weight loss, weakness, history of fall, recurrent strokes, medical problems, hypertension, stroke, medication, Coric 12.5 milligram, aspirin 81 milligram, and Plavix 75 milligram a day, which is currently not taken. COVID immunization is up to date. An exam, patient was observed eating with episodes of choking spells. His food is pureed. His O2 saturation is 100%. His pulse is 82, respirations 22, blood pressure 130 over 90. His heart pulses, small pulses to lungs, pure bronchi, abdomen, soft neck, shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with lesion. There's definite muscle wasting noted. Assessment, 60-year-old gentleman with a stroke with worsening symptoms associated with aspiration. Falls, left-sided weakness, I cannot rule out multiple strokes. History of hypertension, most likely lacunar strokes. Recurrent history of alcohol abuse in the past associated with weight loss, ADL dependency, and bowel and bladder incontinence. But then in their surgical history, no recent surgeries reported. So that's good for him. Thank you.